Okay.
Good morning. I'd like to call the February 12, 2015 Code Board Enforcement Meeting to order. May we have a roll call, Madam Secretary?
Ms.
Hines?
Here.
Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
And Ms.
Tundick?
Here.
And Mr.
Cino
is here.
Here. Okay. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes? Any additions or corrections? Motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All right. We have a motion from Mr. Smart and a second from Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Minutes approved. I think you all can hear us? Yes. Okay. Does anyone need to disclose any ex parte communication? Are there any announcements, Madam Secretary?
No, ma'am, not at this time. I'm
all right. Would code officers please come forward and be sworn in?
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, here is our procedure. We will be calling cases by number and for the most part in order as they are listed on the agenda. If there are any attorneys present, we usually hear those cases first. When your case is called, please come forward and be sworn in. State your name and address for the record. If you are not the owner of the property, please state your relationship to the owner. Our proceedings are recorded, so please speak into the microphone. The code board hears from code officers first, and then you will be given the opportunity to respond. Please direct all of your responses to the board. Witnesses may also testify following the same procedure. So with that, I think we're just going to start. We have two lien reviews, and we're going to start with lien review number one.
Yes, ma'am. It's the same property for both cases, so it'll be the same.
So we'll hear lien number one and lien number two as one case. Is there anyone present?
Yes.
Please, come up.
Give us your name for the record, please.
Yes, good morning. David Johnson on behalf of Secured Capital. Who's the record owner of the property?
Okay. Shall we hear from code, please?
I can have just brief moment to speak with
you.
Sure. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, how you doing? I'm sorry.
Okay, we're ready to proceed. 17.
No, I think it's single family.
No.
Not working?
It's not working.
Oh.
But.
Oh, it worked for you.
No,
good work. All right, I'm ready. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Anthony Jackson, representing the city of Daytona Beach, assistant city attorney. I spoke with the attorney for the respondent. And as you can see, I know he submitted some material, and we've talked about the differences in the fact that we have the two cases and so forth. But ultimately, we've just discussed a settlement where we believe that it will be reasonable from the staff's perspective as well as from respondent's perspective for a $2,000 reduction, reducing the lien to $2,000.
Each one?
$2,000 total for the both of them.
$1,000 each.
Yeah, yes.
Are they in compliance?
Yes, they are. Yeah, it was ultimately demolished.
Right, the house was demolished.
Yeah.
As soon as they got
possession of the property they got.
Yeah, after seeing the amount of the work that they did and the process, it was just a drug-out process, and it was understood. So the city was still very much involved, so we did want to have some type of compensation.
I move to accept the staff's recommendation of $1,000 on lien one.
All right, we have a motion by Mr. Harrington. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second by Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries in the case of CEB 09-13-103. And now we're going to do lien review number two the same way. That's fine.
Subject to being paid within 30 days.
Subject to being paid within 30 days, yes. Okay. All right. This is CEB 09-13-104. Chair will entertain a motion to impose to reduce the amount of the lien to $1,000, subject to being paid within 30 days, or fine will revert to the original amount. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
All right. Mrs. Himes made the motion. Mr. Smart made the second. All in favor say aye. Like sign opposed. Motion passes. So
I don't
you
get
will
to
see.
Use my Nightmare on Butler Street line that I worked on all night. Thank you, members. Thank you.
Okay. All right, we'll move on. Other attorneys present for an old...
Yes, ma'am. I think they may actually go in order.
Oh, they go in order? Well, all right. So let's... Are you Mr. Holt?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Good to see you.
Case
again.
Number one. CEB 10-14-111, John Katuzis, trustee. Mr. Holt, please state your name and address for the record.
Good morning, Attorney Alan Holt, on behalf of John and Harriet Katuzis, who are the landowners of 728 Blue Road. My office is located at 585 Blue Road.
Okay. Well, can we hear from staff first on this case?
Yes, I heard from Mr. Holt. And you may recall this is the case where we have the fellow that was living in the commercial lease there at off of Blue Road, and the Mr. Holt represents the owner, and the owner is the one that would be on the hook. So they've been working on a eviction now for some time. However, it is filed. It is pending. They filed an answer, so that delayed it. And so with that still pending, we're asking to amend and set for amend to the next cutoff.
Alan, is the eviction lawsuit been filed?
It's filed. It's in front of Judge Fields. He has retained counsel, and we're currently litigating the matter.
Okay. Are there any comments from the board? I'll make a comment. This case has been going on since August. I know it's been difficult, and I know that it takes a while to get tenants out. Is the tenant still in there?
He currently still is. We're getting him out one way or the other. That's our plan. We're going to evict him one way or the other. He, as I said, and as I've made Mr. Jackson aware, he has retained counsel, which has slowed the process down. But our goal is to get him out one way or the other.
I don't know what the other way is.
You don't want that.
Would anybody else like to testify on this case? All right.
How much time, Mr. Jackson, are we talking about extending next cutoff definitely?
Well, I think we should just go cut off until this is resolved. I believe that Mr. Holt's doing all he can do as far as getting it through the process. And once that process is initiated, he's in court. I don't know any thing that would justify us taking any action until that's resolved and he's able to go further.
And I'll keep
this.
Well, as of today, I'm not 100% sure. I was in court all day yesterday, and my secretary's out. If it hasn't been set as of today, then I'll work with the attorney in getting it set. But we have pending motions before Judge Fields currently as well. But I've kept Mr. Jackson apprised, and I will keep Mr. Jackson apprised of the progress of the case.
Any other comments from the board? How much time do you think it's going to take? You're more familiar with the legal system than I am.
Bring it back
two months. We've been bringing it back every month.
It's not really his.
Right. So you don't know either. Okay.
I would say probably a safe, knowing how the process works, probably two-month roll or it would be the safest.
I guess the key will be that once he's in a position to take action, that action's taken, and so we'll just have to either go monthly and push, or
I think that's right.
Wait and just trust that it'll be.
Is that okay?
Way,
that's fine. I think that's right.
I don't quite understand. You said it was before the judge.
Yes.
Well, the judge needs 60 days to review something this simple.
I can't force. Yeah, I can't force the judge's calendar.
Correct.
Sorry.
It's the fact that there's dockets. When he has somebody, now he has somebody to decide.
Oh, it's on his docket. He's not really looking at the case. It's on his docket.
All right. All right. I think the best course would be to do this month by month.
That's fine.
Okay.
Either way is fine. I'd be
right.
Keeping Mr. Jackson apprised either way.
Yes. Okay, thank you. The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow the respondent until the next cutoff date, which is 3/4/15, to come into compliance or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smart. Do we have a second? Second by Mrs. Lucas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. Okay, thank
That's
you.
All I have, Mr.
Okay. All right. Do we have... I know you're an attorney. Would you like to... What is your case number, sir?
Number three.
Number three. Hmm? Oh, okay. Be sure. Are there any other attorneys present? Is that it? Okay. So let's take case number three. CEB 12-14-131. Bayshore Bath and Tennis Club Condo Association. Can I please state your name for the record?
Yes, Madam Chairman and members of the board. I'm attorney Christopher Wickersham, and I have the pleasure of representing the Bayshore Bath and Tennis Club Condominium Association, Inc. Long name there. The situation we have is to come back before you today and give you a progress report. And with me is Mr. Bob Bullard, who is the structural engineer that's been retained by Bayshore to try to work out this entire situation. It's been ascertained that it's going to be a four-stage proceeding. This building, unlike a lot of condominiums that were built on poured concrete pillars with slabs, was built on a steel foundation. I-beams, just like you see a regular construction in a big city. We are a big city when it came to this building. But we're going to have to take the I-beams and the metal back down to bare metal. And that is a lengthy process. Not only that, there is a brand new process out. It used to be with a form of silica, and so you had to have the people in hazmat suits to do it. You had to seal up the area so you weren't polluting the neighborhood. And it was a lengthy and very noisy process because of the size of the equipment. Mr. Bullard, through his diligence, has come across a system they're now using at the Kennedy Space Center, and the material is totally different. The machinery is totally different, the noise level is different, and the results are even better. The second phase was to re-metallize all of this structure, and then if you metallize, then we have to come back in and put on the fire coating, which we have a fire engineer that's taking care of that. And when you're all through with that, then under one of the two level of garages, an A and a B, part of the building is actually over one section, which I believe is A. There has to be a sprinkler system installed in that. There already is one, but it has to be upgraded and that's the last phase. So we are looking at a stepped proceeding to do it. We met with Mr. Clegg to update him, very gracious in hosting us in his office, and we gave him a report. I have with me today reports that I'd like to tender to your clerk. Hopefully it's one for everybody. And it gives in detail what we're doing, what the issue is first, and how we're going to address and to approach it. And from an engineering viewpoint, if any of you all have any questions that you would like, Mr. Bullard is here and would be very glad to address them. But the Bayshore is moving forward with all haste and due diligence. It will take approximately 6 months to commence the very first phase, and that's because money has to be raised by special assessments in order to pay for it. And you don't want to start the work until you're in a position to pay for it. We did hold a meeting of the ownership at Bayshore and tried to answer all the questions that the owners have, and we're going to hold another such meeting to keep them apprised. We have pledged to the city, and we also pledge to you that we will be updating the city code department not less than monthly on the progress that's being made. Bids have to be taken with the different purveyors that use this new material. And so there's, again, steps that we're doing similar to what the city has to go through when it's letting a project. The estimate on this project is about $2 million. And that's about $10,000 a condominium unit at the Bayshore. So I'm glad to answer any questions that I might, but also, Mr. Bullard, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No.
Okay.
Do we we haven't heard from Code yet. I would like to hear from you.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board. Mr. Garrett, the chief building official, is here today, and I would like him to address the board.
Okay.
I think basically he's okay with the plan. The most important thing that he's expressed to me is the need for us to do a regular monthly progress report and make sure this is something that stays on and gets done. Any questions y'all have for Mr. Garrett, I'll just tend to Mr. Garrett to the board.
Okay.
Good morning, board members. Mike Garrett, chief building official. We did have the pleasure of meeting with representatives from the association last week, and they basically went over their plan with me. Of course, we'd like to see this done next month, but that's not reality. The important thing is that they are moving forward. They have a board to deal with. The other important thing that we need to do is make sure that they're back here each month giving you a progress report. Is there anything specific that you have for me?
I have a question. What type of time period would you believe would be a reasonable time period looking at this project as a whole right now?
Well,
I'm Robert Bullard, Absolute Engineering Group, P.O. Box 291261, Port Orange. I'm representing the Bayshore and have been involved in the project over there as a client of mine over more than a decade, and I'm very familiar with the issue. as best as we can figure out at this day what is available in the way of resources among the owners and the process that we have to undertake to meet the requirement, we're looking at a four-year program.
A what?
Four-year program. Wrapping up the final piece of work in 2018, generally taking on the lower level garage, which is as a floor elevation below sea level, and you can imagine what a challenge that is, constantly pumping water out from that floor, under that floor, and that's the more difficult garage to do, and we're going to do that first. But at this point, we see at least $500,000 every year being spent toward rectifying this situation by 2018.
When do you envision work starting?
This fall.
Does the board have any questions?
I do. Not necessarily for Mr. Bullard, but back to Mr. Garrett. Hearing the 4-year time period, is that reasonable based on the amount of work, or is that, and I know you can't answer this part, but my question would be, is it associated with the economics of it, or is it a reasonable time for that amount of work to be done?
Well, it's definitely associated with the economics. I mean, these folks can't, you know, go to the piggy bank right away for this size of a repair.
How much time would it take? If we pull that out, the economic question out of it, how much time does it take to get the job done?
It depends on what type of forces that you put on the job. You know, again, the detail of this thing, it may be 6 months. They could have the entire work completed. But, again, with the economics involved and them having to go to their board to raise funds, this is what the engineer has come up with. Do we want it done quicker? Absolutely. And let me just share this. We have asked the engineer to provide me with a monthly report of the structural stability of the garage. He's inspected it. He's on the property. He's investigated the issues, and he's aware of what's going on. Anything that would need to be immediately rectified, of course, is brought to our attention, and we're working to secure that.
Yeah. I guess, Mr. Garrett, what I want to make clear for the board is that, you know, typically we don't weigh the economic challenge on these projects. Nevertheless, we are reasonable. So, you know, understanding what's reasonable in terms of trying to resolve this in a timely fashion, that's really the question. Is it reasonable? Is 4 years reasonable? Is 3 years more reasonable? And is it something that they can really do? Obviously, if they have economic challenges, they have to work those out, but it's just reasonable. Not that I'm asking for us to set it now. I mean, we have a lot of time, it sounds like, to figure out where they're going and how long, what it's going to take to get there. But just so that there's a perspective available to the board that they can have an expectation that from your perspective of what's reasonable.
Well, of course, I think 4 years is too long. I mean, we can all agree on that. But again, you know, dealing with the economic situation that the board has to raise the funds for this work, and maybe I want to have the attorney speak to that again. Maybe they spoke in more detail about this at their board meeting. So would you care?
Before we go forward, Mr. Bull, have you been sworn in?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony about
the
provided, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Would your testimony change now that you've been sworn in?
Not at all.
Okay. Thank
you. I have a question for you. When is it? Can we expect the green light on this project to start? Because you've had 30 days for this board to meet and discuss. The board's going to have to make a decision. They're going to charge each unit so much money. They're going to have to do that. When are they going to get to it and start this project?
That's anticipated at the very next meeting, which okay. should be the first part of next month. We had a group meeting with all the owners present, one of an introduction to here is the issue and answer questions that they might have. We didn't want to catch anybody off guard when it comes time to vote for an assessment as to the necessity of why it needs to be done. And one other thing I'd just like to reassure the board, because I've gotten the assurance from the engineer, there is not a health and safety issue here. The building is structurally sound and safe. This is a maintenance issue, which you've got to go back to clean metal to make it work right. And there's, of course, upgrade and fire retardants, let alone the silica. It's not really the way to go anymore, this new process for safety and doing it for the workers. But we need to stage it in order to finance. What the building won't benefit from is a rash of foreclosures occurring in the building. Then we're not going to have a source to raise the money. And so we're staging it so that budgetarily, the members of the association that live there can budget in order to have the money available to do it.
Any questions from the board?
You're going to start in 30 days?
Yes, I think there'll be a board meeting convened. The board will vote to impose assessment. The assessment of this size, because it's a special assessment, has to be voted on by the membership.
Go ahead, Mr. Jones.
Sorry. When your members of the board are voting on this, will they be able to come up with, like, even though you're saying it's going to be a $10,000 fee, do they have any break in not having to come up with all that money at once since it's going to take 4 years?
Yes, that's what we're trying to do, is to stage it, that it'll be done in
for them as well.
For them as well. We're trying, obviously, it's very important from the viewpoint of the association to budget with the owners so that we're not driving people out of their homes.
Yes, okay, that's what I was concerned about. Thank you.
There are other questions? Well, now, you were notified in May of last year. Is there a reason it kind of took so long to get things moving?
I wasn't involved at that time.
Okay.
So I have to yield to Mr. Bullard on that.
Yeah, he's sworn in.
We found no plans. The steel structure of these parking garages were apparently a second version of the plans for this building, and we could not find those plans. So we spent quite a bit of time recreating as-built plans for that parking garage in order to come up with an evaluation of the fire protection requirements, the physical layout. So that took quite a bit of time. Further, we had to research what the actual code requirements were when the building was built so that we would understand what code we were going to have to meet and or the present code, and Mike worked with us on doing that. And again, we had issues brought before the board, which took some time to resolve. So we've been making diligent progress since May, dealing with all the various issues. And finally, I took it upon myself to try to find a system that could do this work without causing people to go crazy at the building with all this industrial activity taking place around their homes so that we wouldn't stress them out of ownership. So the maintaining coherent ownership within the building and a sense of responsibility for performance is foremost in getting this thing done. We don't want dereliction creeping into the property.
And another concern that we have been being sure we protect is we're also not trying to disturb our neighbors at the building, the surrounding properties. The fire station's immediately to the north, but beyond that is a residential district. Across the street is a residential district. South is the Daytona Playhouse and residentials from there. And when you're using the old equipment, you literally would hear it for blocks. So we didn't want that. We were trying to find an alternate system so that we're not disturbing our neighbors and we are good neighbors while we're making the necessary repairs.
Okay, Mr. Garrett, you have said that you're requesting a report each month on the structure, the soundness of the structure. And I heard Mr. Wickersham say there was nothing the matter with it. I look at the pictures and I see some concrete degradation, and I'm not the expert, so could you talk to me a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You do have some spalling and some continued failing here, I believe, is what you're seeing of this. And, you know, I will have to back up what the attorney had shared. You know, from what we know and what we've seen, there is no immediate structural, you know, issue over there. We asked the engineer to provide us a monthly report, being an expert, to put his trained eye on it, to look at the property, to evaluate it each month, provide us a written report saying, yes, you know, everything is status quo, we're moving in this direction, or no, this area is failing, we need to do this immediately. So that's where we want to put that back on him. And also, they need to be here in front of you each month giving you a progress report, in my opinion.
That's a lot of months, four years.
Sure is.
Madam Chair, the perspective of the code division is, and I hadn't spoken with Mr. Garrett about it, is the same, that at least for the first, you know, three, maybe even four to six months, having them here regularly just to know that this thing is going and everything's right with it. And then we can assess if we want to spread that time out. I understand the thought of having them here 48 times. You know, we understand and agree with Mr. Garrett's perspective, at least on the front end. We want to know that we're pressing and getting this thing going forward. Just with some of the questions that Mr. Harrington asked, you know, when is it getting started? We want to know what got started.
Right.
We want to know that they're going forward.
Right. And another concern I have is that when we do residential properties, there's no four-year. I understand the complexity of this problem, but there are complexities to every code issue that comes before us. So I'm not altogether comfortable with 4 years, but I will just kind of move on. Mr. Jones?
I just think, you know, I know there's problem with the construction, and it's safe. But, I mean, there's an anxiety problem for the people that live there.
As with all code issues.
It's a beautiful building, and I would say we should work as best we possibly can.
I think we're going to.
For the people that live there, because they don't have any other choice, and I think we should give them every opportunity to successfully fix this from point A to the end of it.
Don't Mr. Harrington?
I think, however, I totally agree with that. We just need today to at least make some kind of a motion as to the start date. I mean, it's going to be 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. We need to come to some agreement as to when you're actually going to start doing the work. And we can work with you if you think it's going to take 60 days to get the money for the first stage, fine. But let's get a start date.
I totally agree, and I believe you have another board meeting. Is it next month?
Yes.
Or some timelines is going to be established at that meeting?
We certainly, that's the purpose of the meeting, is to vote.
Okay. So they do have another board meeting to, you know, again, to piece this thing together. Maybe it's at the next meeting.
When is that?
Next March.
Yeah.
March. After our next meeting?
There is one next week we're trying to get on the agenda, but it's still...
I'm sorry. That's all right.
We still then have to get to the members to vote.
Right.
It has to be voted on, approved by the board, and then put on ballot.
Does that vote require a unanimous vote or a majority?
No,
I serve on a condo board, too. I know that the nightmare of these kinds of things. So what I think basically we just need to have a start date. Mm-hmm. Even if it's arbitrary to begin with, let's, you know, if it can't be 30 days, it'll be 60 or 90, but not any past that before they start.
We understand the this, again, speaking for the, on behalf of code, we understand the complexity of, you know, condo association boards and those types of things. So mm-hmm. we're not belittling that. We understand that that's a complex process, and it's required to be able to take the steps that they need to take. I guess the question remains that as they're going forward, I think Ms. Harrington is asking, is it next month? And it sounds like if you're waiting for a meeting, then it probably isn't within the next 30 days that we're going to see anything happening.
All right. All right. I'm noticing that I think that there are some people here from the Bayshore Bath and Tennis Club. Is there a spokesperson that would like to come up and testify? Okay. I'll take one. I mean, I'm not going to let all of you testify, but if you could agree among yourselves, if someone could speak, come up to the microphone.
Okay.
Hi.
My name is Barbara Hall. I live at the Bayshore. My parents bought into the... Oh,
okay. State your name and be sworn in.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you about provided is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
My parent bought into the Bayshore 15 years ago. I inherited the condo. The problems that you're looking at there were noticed more than 10 years ago. It was brought to the attention of our manager, who did absolutely nothing. The board members didn't do much, but in January, our board changed. We got rid of all the butt kickers, and we brought in a new board. They're more responsive to what we want. They saw this and said, we got to do this, we got to do this now. Our board back then was, you do for me, I do for you, and now it's different. And now we're all working together.
Okay.
But this problem has been there. And our management refused to acknowledge it, do anything about it, and now we're stuck with the bill. And most of us are on retired, on fixed income, and now all of a sudden we're getting hit with this. Because he didn't do his job.
Okay, well that's, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so I think that where we are right now is that we'll have a progress report next month and the month after, and we want to see progress. So that's what we're looking for. There was a little bit of progress in that you figured out what needed to be done, but we need to go further than that, I think.
So can we...
So we're just going to, I think, entertain a motion to continue a monthly progress report.
I think we should entertain a motion for a start date.
Yeah. And... Do you want to get that next month? Because
I don't think next month's reasonable.
Okay.
I'm saying they have to come back with that date.
They can come back with a date
next month.
That's a good idea. Yes.
Okay.
That's what I was going to do. Make a motion.
All right,
that
go ahead.
I make a motion that they return to the board next month with a start date
and a progress report.
If I could make a comment, we've already done a test on this equipment that Mr. Wickersham spoke of and produced some video of the results of the special equipment. So we are actively doing things right now.
Okay. And we are going. We realize the enormity of what's going on. We just want to see it fixed in a reasonable amount of time. All right. So we have a motion by Mrs. Himes. Do we have a second? Second by Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
No, we have no choice. We need to propose Let's talk about the case.
Yeah, really.
They're all quiet.
Thank you very much.
Look at the worst. They all don't want to speak.
Okay, and we'll give everybody a couple minutes if they'd like to leave, and then we'll continue on with case number two. We'll go back. Is the property manager here, Mr. Hart? Okay, good. Do you want to come forward, Mr. Hart?
No, now you have police base now.
I haven't said anything. I brought the receipt. That's right.
Our police base is down.
All right, we will now hear case number CEB 12-14-13, the Atlantico Condo Association, care of Hart Pro Realty. As the respondent is present.
Good morning. Paul Hart.
Okay. Sir, are you going to be testifying?
I'm not sure.
Let's go ahead and swear you guys.
Yeah.
State your name for the record, please.
Scott Milan, the president of La Atlantico Condo Association. Milan, M-E-L-A-H-N.
And you're the president of?
President of the La Atlantico Condominium Association.
Okay.
Chuck Hayes, H-A-Y-S, Keystone Engineering and Consulting.
Please. Sir, do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about provided the truth, the whole truth,
and nothing but the truth? I do. And, Madam
Chair, there
are certain documents that were submitted by the Hayes, the engineer in your book, I believe. And did everybody see them?
No, they're just in your book.
Okay. Okay. All right. You're here for a progress report. We'll hear from Code first, and then I'll give you an opportunity to speak.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The property at 1404 North Atlantic Avenue, La Atlantico Condo Association, care of Hart Pro Realty. They're here for a progress report. The inspector on this case is Tom Pligg. As Ms. Hampton indicated, there are reports that they have submitted, and there is work being done. There was some concern by the inspector regarding permits, but he believes that's been remedied. I will tender the inspector to give you the perspective of what's going on from the Coast perspective. That would be Mr. Clegg.
My name is Officer Clegg, Code Enforcement.
Basically, I've been in contact with Mr. Hayes, the engineer, quite extensively, like the last case with Bayshore. They've been working with me monthly and weekly. I just found out this morning that they did apply for a permit on February 5th, and so therefore, I think they're going to explain to you, too, they have to go through the board meeting for a process for a special assessment, but they are moving forward in a timely manner at this time.
I guess a similar question would be, is there anything, in terms of time periods, or is that something they will discuss?
They'll discuss it, but until the building official, same thing, economic-wise, but permit-wise, to get the job done, he's sitting just within 6 months to a year, the maximum.
I don't have anything else.
All right. Who would like to speak?
Good morning.
Unfortunately,
the situation at Lee Atlantico is similar to Bayshore. Fortunately, though, we're not as upside down. We have a repair plan in place now. It's not eccentric or exotic. We also stumbled a little bit and took a little time on our side, on the engineering side, to develop a plan because we didn't have building plans. That maybe took a month. We engaged a general contractor, one that we've worked with for nearly 15 years, which Mr. Bullard works with extensively, too, locally. The contractor has all intentions of starting construction next week. Sometime during next week, get the ground running, provided that we can secure the building permit, which is applied for now. It's in progress. I've had discussions with Mr. Newell, making sure we were safe as far as an occupied condominium for egress and so on. There is structural distress. The association was proactive initially back in July and engaged us to perform a building study, create a budget so that the association could move forward with 18 units of how to fund the repairs that they had. And they knew, just like the young lady that spoke about her condominium, they knew they had the problems. They just didn't have any handle of what the total magnitude was. So setting the economics aside for a minute, one of the board members in the back is fully, he lives there year-round. He's below where all these post shores that you see in the steel post that holding up the structural distress. So we're starting out with some fact-finding. The board levied a $300,000 special assessment for 18 owners of the membership. So do the math. That gives us $360,000 in a fund that we can move now. With our phase one, if I can describe it, would be to remedy everything that's structurally shored up. That's a discussion that was ongoing with Mr. Clegg. And then from that point, and that's that the intent at this time, the plan at this time, is to have that as a fluid process, starting at one end and moving out toward the street because of the impact it has to the occupants, not rentals. We're not even being sensitive to rentals, unfortunately, to some unit owners. So the construction commences next week. We're intending 45 to 60 days, and that process will be complete. Then the whatever funds are remaining, because we didn't even have the luxury of a competitive bid process. It was an emergency condition. Concrete fell off the building. They called me. I called Mr. Newell. He came down, looked at it. He brought in the thunder of code enforcement, and here we are today moving ahead.
Okay. Anyone else would like to testify from the?
I'd just like to say that the majority of us are not, we do not rent our places, the majority of them. We're owners and we live there. And we're trying to do everything we can in a timely fashion to get the
good
process right and do it the exact
okay
right way.
We'll work with you.
You.
All right. Any questions or comments from the board?
I understood you to say you're going to start in a week or so.
Next week, sir. Provided that we can get permanent
building
fund.
Yeah.
All right.
Madam Chair, had another this issue of question and maybe even concern. Looking at the photos, and I don't see it as much here as some of the ones that were in the packet, and speaking with the inspector, there appears to be life safety issues with the balconies and so forth. And they've seemed to dealt with that. As you can see, they have places that are barricaded off where they're not in use. I'm wondering if you may want to have an order to that effect just to make sure that they're not in use until it's all remedied. And not
balconies or the other things?
I would need the inspector to clarify that for me.
Just the balconies.
Okay. So
what it You want, what do you want?
They want us to have an order, part of our order, that they would vacate the balcony. They wouldn't use the balconies while the process is going.
Okay.
For the units, I don't know by number, but I believe it's about 18 units, and for those units that are being repaired with the balcony issues, that they're not in use.
How many balconies, sir?
If, when you look at those photographs, there are no balconies. These are common walkways
right. That
access the units
right. On
the second floor.
Right. Oh.
So there are no balconies.
There's one balcony.
The balcony is being abandoned. That's why we...
How many balconies are there? Not common. Just one.
And
that's
boarded up because
the
balcony was condemned. The balcony is a wooden balcony that's going to be demolished and replaced.
So that one's already boarded up, that balcony.
Correct.
So we don't need to.
Because it was unsafe.
All right. Okay, the chair will entertain a motion to continue a monthly progress report and further orders that the one unit with the balcony not be used.
Until the property is remedied.
Until the problem is remedied. There's a motion by Mr. Smart, a second by Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed.
Jeremy, you said monthly progress report would be indefinitely every month or starting...
Every month
until compliance is achieved.
Starting next month, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, will we amend if we want to do something?
We can amend, yeah.
If you don't
we'll
get...
just take it 1 month at a time. Right?
If you don't get started next week, will you contact Mr. Kalig as to when you think you will get started?
Yes, sir. Give us 1 week on the property, one week of construction, so we can put our timeline together with the general contractor, and we'll notify him right.
Okay.
Again, we need to work with them. I mean, the race is
right.
Coming up now. You've got a lot of other things going on that street.
Just help these people as much as you can and just work along with them. That's what we need to be doing.
I think that's what we are doing.
Right.
So, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We had a motion second, and it was Mrs. Himes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Just vote.
All right, case number four.
Can
we voted.
Okay.
We did.
Make sure.
You did?
Am I the only one that thinks we did?
No, we did.
We did vote.
We did not vote.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion passes.
Now we voted.
Okay, now we voted. All right. Case number four, CEB 12-14-128, Lisa Hempel-Smith and Marga Miller. For the property located at 108 Flower Drive and 1008 Chaffee Place. Is the respondent present?
Yes.
Okay. Please state your name and address for the record and be sworn in.
Lisa Hempel-Smith, 108 Flower Drive.
Raise your hand, please,
ma'am.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony
you're
about to provide
is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Are you the owner of the property?
Yes.
Okay. We'll hear from staff, and then I'll give you a chance to talk.
Well, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Tom Kalig. He reports that there has been no progress on resolving the violations, and as a result, he is asking for a fine to be imposed of $100 per day to a maximum of $15,000.
All right. What would you like to tell us, Ms. Smith?
First of all, there has been progress, and we spoke yesterday. I had tried to reach him before yesterday. I didn't get a call back. But I do have the front door. I have the permit filled out, ready to go, but I don't have the windows. The windows turned out they're not standard size, so I have to have them made. Then I found out in visiting the building department that I have to have tempered glass. So I originally was planning, even if I had to have them made, I could get them made for about $125 a piece. The tempered glass is going to cost almost three times that much. So then a friend of mine that owns a lot of older properties told me that if you have shutters that you don't have to do tempered glass. So I've just been confused about the materials that I need. Once I know what I have to do, I'll get them. But that's the reason it's not done. Also, we have replaced some of the shingles since I was here the last time, and that should be pretty much done this weekend. I just I took 3 days off from work to work on it, and it rained for a day and a half, and it's just not done.
These pictures are from 13 and 14. Does it look substantially different today?
I've secured the building.
Is there no one living in it?
I'm living on one side. The other side is vacant. I had tenants there that were the ones that broke the windows in the first place. I just didn't have the money to do anything until I got a promotion at my job. So now, I mean, I don't have a problem doing the work. It's been a learning process. I didn't know, you know, a lot of things that I know now. So I'm doing the best I can.
Madam Chair, you can see from the pictures that we've been involved, CODA has been involved with this for about a year. It's been substantial time. I'll turn to Mr. Klieg. I just want to say, though, that he indicated that he received a call yesterday, you know, an emotional call from the owner, feeling under the gun, and maybe that under the gun feeling needed to start a long time ago, and we don't know what it means at this point going forward, but here we are now, at least from the notification that they were indicating since May of 2014.
Yeah.
But I'll turn to Mr. Klieg for any further comments.
I would like to suggest that if you're looking for advice on what meets code, that you contact Mr. Klieg not a friend.
I called him. I left a message. I didn't get a call back. I finally called him back yesterday afternoon when I said, oh, my gosh, he never called me back, and I got to be here today. So he told me he's not the person to talk to, that I needed to talk to the building. And I have been in there a couple times. Just trying to get direction. I'm sorry. I have no problem doing the repairs.
How long do you think it will take you to get the repairs done?
Not long. I don't know how long it takes to get a window built. I mean, and I need to know, can I get regular windows and put shutters up, or do I, you know?
When you first were aware of this problem, what did you do?
Honestly, I didn't do a lot because I was in a financial difficulty. I had a tenant there. They did some damage. They moved out. I didn't have the rent money coming in that I had. And
have you been down to the permit department to ask exactly
three
what
times
you need?
Yes, I have. Three different times I've been there. And that's when I found out that I needed the tempered glass. Now, fortunately, I purchased a door, and it does conform, so I've got that. But I asked, can I go ahead and do the permit for the door? And then
the door's not even on there, is it? No, that's not an issue in front of us.
Not that door, the other door on the other side, because it was rotted on the bottom, and then one of my dogs had done some damage. So since then, you know, I've boarded up the windows, I've secured it the best I can, and I'm ready to do the work.
Well, good. Then let's get the work done.
Does this work need to be done by a contractor?
I can't afford a contractor.
No, it does not need to be.
The permit for the exterior work for the damage on the walls she can do, but for the doors and windows she needs a permit for a contractor to do it.
Well, then there's your answer to what you need to do.
A contractor needs to do the work.
That's what.
It's just a door.
Never mind.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
If I can mention something, madam. This has been going on for a year, but it's been prior history of police and complaints for 6 months prior, so we're talking a year and a half. I was off Monday. I did not get her call. She called me yesterday at 4 o'clock. It was the first contact ever I had with her, and she said I explained to her what to do at the building department. They explained to her, as she said, three times what needs to be done to get a permit. She hasn't even applied for a permit yet. She just went down there and talked to him.
Because I can't apply for the permit until I have all the materials.
No, that's not true.
That's what they told me.
That's not correct. You can apply for a permit for anything as long as you do the paperwork.
They told me I'd have to come back and do a separate permit if I don't have all the materials.
You were asking a question about what type of window you would have to use. Couldn't you just go to like Home Depot and?
Let's not get there.
Go to Home Depot.
How long will it take you? I am willing to. My opinion, not the board's opinion, but my opinion at this point is to give you a little time to get this done. But we want this done.
I want it done. Okay. I want it done.
Madam Chair, my problem is from May of last year.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that when you go to permit, you just put down what is to be used. But the thing is, there has nothing been done on this since May of 2014. I move for to get a completion date.
I'm happy to do that.
Fine.
I'm happy to set a date and get it done at this point.
Sir, did you want to testify? Are you relation?
No.
Okay, then I can't hear you. I can't hear that then. Are there any comments by the board? Or of staff?
Madam Chair, just speaking with staff, as we know, the fines are, when we ask for fines to be imposed, they're based on the egregiousness of the violation, efforts of the violator to come into compliance in the past history of the property. In this case, we have a property that's it's been a very long time. Staff is not willing to give them more time, but that's not up to staff, it's up to the board. If the board elects to give more time, staff's request is that it's given no more than 30 days. This could have been done in 30 days from the very beginning, and that it be with a time with a fine certain, and with that fine being a substantial fine that would be representative of what we've experienced over this time period. And I will point out that the location of the property is such that it's getting a lot of citizen complaints.
It's getting complaints from one neighbor. I know who it is. I've had.
God, that's immaterial.
It's absolutely irrelevant. I don't disagree that I'm in violation. I don't disagree that the work should be done. All I'm asking for is the time to finish it. I've done a lot to move in that direction, but it's just not done, and
one of my concerns is that you have not given us a date, and the reason that you don't have a date of completion is because nothing's been done to this point.
The work on the siding is being done. It's partially completed. I told him that yesterday.
My last re-inspection showed no obvious work being done and no contact until yesterday at 4 o'clock, so she was specific.
Because I called on Monday and he wasn't there and didn't call me back.
Sorry. I said I was off Monday, but I don't see no progress.
I mean, I tried calling you before I came here,
I think we're ready to make a decision. Would anyone like to make a motion?
I would.
All right. Go ahead, Mrs.
That
Hines.
This project be in full swing in 30 days or a fine be retroactive back to this day.
All right. We have
a fine of what?
A fine of $100 per day up to $15,000.
Retroactive back to this.
Retroactive to February 12th. We've given you some extra. I have a motion from Mrs. Himes, a second from Mr. Jones. All in favor? All right.
You do understand that you will need a contractor. So we don't want you to come back and say you didn't know that. You're going to have a contractor do some of that work with the
window. I thought the permit said that.
We've taken enough testimony. I'd like to have a vote on this matter. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed.
Madam
Motion
Chair,
carries.
I would just like to
yes.
say to her, this has happened before, but next month when you return, it has to be
finished.
Work in order or...
She wouldn't be returning if there's not a fine.
Right.
Yeah.
If
If it's not done, it's automatic.
Yes,
back to
I understand. I appreciate the extra time. That's all I need.
Ms. Hines, if I can just say, I think the real point is that if it's not done, when it ultimately is done, you need to make sure the inspector knows that it's done so we can stop the fine from running, and then you can deal with the fine from that point forward.
I do. All right. Moving on. Case number 5, CEB 01-15-04. Kristen? I don't know. And Malin Atchana. At 501 University. Is the respondent present? All right, we'll hear from code. That would be Mr. Klieg.
I thought he was here,
wasn't he? Well?
Yeah, I guess
he was. So I'm left with presuming that Mr. Klieg has had some communication with the respondent. It's before you on imposition of a fine. Tom Klieg is the inspector, and I will tend to Mr. Klieg to the board.
Okay. Mr. Klieg.
My name is Tom Klieg. My credentials are on file. This gentleman seen me down, saw him downstairs at 9 o'clock this morning. He did obtain a permit finally. So I'm recommending a meant to next cutoff, and he should have his work completed definitely within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
He had to go to work back to the hospital, so they had to leave. So.
All right. Is that amenable to everyone? The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow the respondent until the next cutoff, which is March 4th, 2015, to come into compliance and be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $100 per day until compliance is achieved. $1,000.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Motion from Mr. Harrington, a second from Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Okay. Motion carries. Case number 6, CEB 11-14-120, Michelle McGee for the property at 731 Flanders Avenue. Is the respondent present? All right. We'll hear from staff.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this property has changed hands. There's a new owner, Kenneth Wright III. We have a copy of a warranty deed you may have a copy of. I know I have one in my file. And so what the staff would like to do with this is add Mr. Kenneth Wright III as respondent, and give until next cutoff for the property to come into compliance.
You going to try to serve him, the new person?
Yes. Has it been served yet? Do you know?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It just happened February.
And he has a right to cure.
He has
a right to respond.
That's right.
To cure if he wants
but
to.
But the information was provided as part of the municipal search.
Okay.
Before the closing.
And I understand the point being made with Mr. Sino that this would not be a imposition for him. It would be first notice when he returns. Or when he's after he's noticed. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. Yes. That's correct.
We don't have to start this over. We're just going to amend.
Yeah.
All right. Are there any comments from the board? This was also a police complaint. Is this vacant now and not rented? Is that?
Yeah, I have to look to the inspector or Mr. Stinson and answer those questions.
Yes, John Stinson, code inspector. My credentials on file. Yes, the property is currently vacant.
Okay. And have there been permits pulled?
Okay. On February 2nd.
All right. When did the new person become the owner?
The warranty deed is dated February 3rd.
Oh, so this all just transpired.
All yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
So the motion is to simply change the respondent?
No.
No, we add a respondent. In this situation, because it's not one where the it's really a substitute. It's, the process was already going forward, and this person just steps in as an additional personnel responsible.
So are we still including Michelle McGee?
My position is yes.
Yes. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow the respondent until March 4th, 2015, to come into compliance and be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 a day until compliance is achieved, and further ask that Kenneth Wright be added as a new respondent. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
All right, we have a motion by Mr. Smart and a second by Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
And Madam Chair, if I could just a clarification, I don't know what you meant,
like,
but
all right,
added as an additional respondent.
Added as an additional respondent. Okay. All right, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. Okay, thank you. Now, case number 7. CEB 01-15-01, Patricia A. Bogan Robles at 729 Edwards. Is the respondent present? Okay, we'll hear from code.
Madam Chair, this is before you for, and members of the board, is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is John Stinson. He does have some new communication from the respondent that he shared with me this morning, so I will tender Mr. Stinson to the board for any questions.
Good morning. John Stinson, code enforcement inspector. My qualifications are on record with the city. This case began on September 11, 2014. Currently, the property is vacant. I just received communication yesterday from the property owner, who has cited health issues as the main reason for her delay in progress on this property. It's the city's position that we impose a fine of $75 per day to be capped at $10,000, and then she can apply for a lien review when she actually does bring the property into compliance. I do not know if Ms. Hampton provided you with a copy of that yet, of the correspondence she faxed yesterday.
Would you give me a second just to look over this? She was here at the last meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sure we'd like to. I have an additional one. I can give it to the number from the side. Thank
you. Any number?
If you have an extra.
Oh, no, they got one there.
Okay. Any comments from the board? So you're $75 per day up to
$10,000.
Okay.
So, Madam Chair, she.
Go ahead.
This letter's correct. Did you read the letter?
I did.
Okay.
John, what's your recommendation for something like this?
Thank you. I had to take into consideration that this is not the first case on this property. There is a history with the property. However, I would err on the side of caution, be reasonable, and allow her the time to get her health situation together. Not that much time, which is the reason for the imposition of a fine. So whenever she does bring it into compliance, then she can come back to us for a lien review. But I don't want it to go without anything being done.
Okay.
Thank you.
And has anything been done?
As of today,
she said she spent $1,600 on something. And, I mean, there are other issues other than her health in this letter. She talked about a lot of other things that are kind of extraneous. The work's not done.
To this day, right now, the violations that have been corrected are the outside storage and the skirting on the exterior of the property.
Okay, my recollection is right. This is the lady that was here that said she was ripped by a previous contractor or something.
Yes.
Yes.
If I can just say this, Madam Chair, members of the board, and not, I don't want to sound heartless. I'm not trying to. But it is commercial property. It's
yes,
rental
it
property.
Is. She doesn't live here. She was in West Palm.
Correct. Yeah, and not holding West Palm against. So just the fact that it's commercial, it's not residential.
Exactly.
And basically, she's in business. And when you're in business, you have to find remedies when personal situations arise. And so she needs to find a remedy. And I guess the perspective of code is that she has not found a remedy, and we've been waiting for some time.
I would have to agree with the heartless Mr. Jackson on that.
Okay. Any other comments? The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $75 per day against the respondent effective today, February 12, 2015, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $10,000. Is there such a motion?
Question. The fine is to start when? Start today or?
Yeah.
I believe the maximum on this property would be
$15,000. $15,000, all right. Mm-hmm. And compliance as of today, correct?
Fine imposed
as of today.
Yeah, so moved.
Okay. All right.
Second.
All right. We have a motion from Mr. Smart and a second from Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. Okay. All right. Case number 8 is in compliance. Case number 9. CEB01-15-03 Plantation Acres LLC, located at 132 Dr. Mary M. Bethune Boulevard.
Good morning. Can you say your name, please?
Stephen Karp.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you
promise
to swear or affirm that the testimony
you're
about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, we'll hear from Code.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is a case that arose by our fire inspector, Mr. Newell, and so I will tend to Mr. Newell to discuss the circumstances as of today.
Madam Chair, members of the board.
Morning.
Morning. Mr. Karp has been in, we have been in correspondence probably every couple day basis trying to remedy many issues as it relates to this property, which you'll see here. As of yesterday, basically the only thing we really have left is some door closures that are not closing all the way, which he did repair. One of them, and the other part is he needs to do some trim work around the other door closure that he has corrected, because I could essentially still see through that, which does not meet or in compliance with code. He did state yesterday he was going to try to get it taken care of by this morning. However, I was unable to do a reinspection this morning. Recommendation is to, you know, amend to the next cutoff is, I believe, probably in the next couple of days I'll be able to go out and do a reinspection, and he will be in compliance.
Yeah. Good to hear. Would you like to say anything?
No.
Mr. Karp. Okay. Smart move. Okay. Okay. Any questions from the board? Okay, the chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until March 4th, 2015, to come into compliance and be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine Or are we just amending to the next cutoff date?
The next cutoff.
Okay, we're just going to... all right. The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until March 4th, 2015 to come into compliance.
So moved.
Second.
All right. We have a motion from Mrs. Hines, a second from Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you, everybody.
Good. All right. Case number 10, CEB011505, FP Real Properties, LLC, located at 431 North Halifax Avenue. Respondent present. We'll hear from code.
And again, this is another property that's before you as from the fire inspector, David Newell. It's before you for imposition of a fine, and I will tender Mr. Newell to the board.
Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this property is a commercial property with an apartment-type complex. As you remember, over the last couple months, we had a couple issues with it, with the last one being this alarm system. They have secured a permit, and the work has been completed. However, there was an inspection that occurred from the building department to ensure that it was in compliance with the permit that was applied for, and I was told late yesterday afternoon that it had been completed and approved. However, I've been unable to go look to ensure that everything that I cited it for, to ensure that all that had been followed through for my sake. So staff's recommendation is to amend to the next cutoff, and I assume probably over the next couple days I'll go there, and it's been in compliance with what my violations were.
All right, any further questions from the board? Chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, March 4th, 2015. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second. All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay, case number 11, CEB0215-06, James Alley, at 832 Madison Avenue. Is the respondent present? All right, and we'll hear from code.
Okay, Madam Chair, members of the board, the records indicate that Mr. Allen is actually deceased. The inspector has been in contact with a daughter of Mr. Allen, who... At least the inspector understand that the property is co-owned by siblings, and that may be just their perspective from as air property. But they have a non-cooperating sibling, and they're not complying at this point. So Mr. Stinson asked that we find them in non-compliance and give them to the next cutoff to come into compliance, and I will tender any further questions to Mr. Stinson.
What's the date on those pictures, Mr. Stinson? I can't see that.
My last property inspection there was January. That one looks like January 8th.
Okay. All right. Any questions from the board? Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, March 4th, 2015, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
So moved, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay, case number 12, CEB02-15-07, 133 Pierce Avenue Land Trust. At 133 Pierce Avenue, is the respondent present? All right. Who would like to speak to this?
This case is before you for compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is John Stinson. These violations are complaint-driven. And Mr. Stinson has indicated that it remains in noncompliance and is requesting next cutoff to come into compliance. And I tend to Mr. Stinson for any other questions for the board.
Is this property occupied, Mr. Stinson?
As of last week, no, it is not.
Any questions from the board? Okay. You want to add anything else? Pictures are pretty self-evident, aren't they? The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in non-compliance and/or the respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, March 4th, 2015, and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion by Mr. Smart. Second? Second by Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Let's do case number 13. CEB02-15-08, Lisa Imperato, for the property located at 158 Arlington Avenue. Is the respondent present? Okay. Please state your name and address for the record and be sworn in.
It's Lisa McCarthy, actually, of 3 Pine Bluff Trail, Ormond Beach, Florida, 32174.
Okay.
Sir, are you going to be testifying?
I could be.
Well, then just make it easy and you get sworn in.
Smiley Thurston. My address is 608 Saxon Boulevard in Deltona. I'm a licensed contractor.
Okay, what was your name again?
Smiley, S-M-I-L-E-Y. That is your name.
Okay.
Thurston, T-H-U-R-S-T-O-N.
Okay, can you lift raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you've got to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. You are the owner of the property.
Not anymore. I just recently sold it to the gentleman, Henry, over here. Last week.
Do we have record of that somewhere?
When was the sale done?
Last week. Last Friday.
I'd like to hear from you,
okay,
Mr. Jackson.
Okay.
We're going to just...
Mr. Cino, I know we do different things different ways. My thought on this one, and this is what I was just discussing with staff, this appears to be one where we're initiating a case. This is the beginning of the case, which would seem to me that it would be necessary for us in this circumstance to actually substitute the owner and then give the new owner the 30 days time to come into compliance. Mm-hmm. So unlike the ones where we add, here we would substitute.
And
it's
and
a no different circumstance.
And take Ms. McCarthy off.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Although we've been dealing with her in terms of getting it to this point, now that we're actually before you, this is the initiation of the case before you with a new owner. Mm-hmm. Old owner is gone. So we will need to make sure that the new owner is noticed and
so we have to start the whole process over again.
They have the right to be notified.
So do we need to make a motion?
Well, if the new owner, if I'm being told the new owner is present, if he's willing to accept the substitute of what do we call that?
Do you make him aware of the code violations?
Smiley here has been hired by the new owner, and they're doing the work. We've already started working on. So,
I mean, basically saying waive formal service and acknowledge his position. Your plan is to bring the property into compliance?
Absolutely.
Immediately, pretty much?
Yes.
Okay. So if... The question I would have, and I guess that's really a question.
Substitute service and next cutoff.
Yeah.
Can you say your name, please, for the record, sir?
My name is Henry, H E N R Y. My last name W I N E N T. Remember.
Will you spell that again for me?
My name is Henry, H E N R Y.
I got that.
Last name W I M E N T A. The women there.
Can you raise your right hand, please, sir? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you have to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, so all we're going to do then is
The substitute, the new.
We're going to. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to substitute Mr. Wimenta as the new respondent. And we will also entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance in order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a movement, such a motion? All right. Mrs. Himes made the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Mr. Smart, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries.
Okay. The only thing, just for clarification, I think the photos speak for themselves as far as the noncompliance. This is a circumstance we really didn't ask him about, his acknowledgement of the noncompliance. So just so the record's clear.
Do you wish to contest any of the charges that are any of these noncompliance issues? Sir?
Yes, but give me time, please.
No, that's I don't think he understands that. You admit that these are issues.
Oh.
Yes. I don't know.
But what he's asking is that there's a lot of issues and he's got a lot of work going on already, but 30 days he's worried about because he's looking at, you know, more than couple
there's
of months.
A lot to
do. We have more than 30 days because there's a lot to do, and he's already doing it. I mean, we've got the termite guys are coming to tent, you know, so that's going to hold up work being done for the tent.
Actually, he had said he didn't want to get service, he wanted to be served. We give that, we give him 30 days.
All right. Sorry, this is
60 days, and then a
report. Yes, please.
He really is doing a lot of work.
Well, let me say, if I may, what staff has indicated to me is indeed it does have substantial work, and there does require permits. If I'll let you hear from staff if you have any other questions, but it's reasonable to say to give them the 60 days and maybe even
the 60 days in progress report.
Okay, 60 days with a progress report in 30 days to make sure they have the permits and they're getting it done.
Okay, so we're going to amend our motion so that it will come into compliance in the next 60 days.
Order.
And
yes.
A progress report next month to let us know how you're doing.
Yes, sir.
Do I have a motion to accept the amendment?
So move to give him until 4/1/15 to come in compliance and a progress report on 3/4/15.
Okay.
3/12.
The next meeting. We need a contact address because he's staying in an area until the work is completed.
You can contact me.
Well, I
all right, we have a motion from Mr. Smart. Do we have a second?
Second
from Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Case number 14, CB02-15-09, Denise Black. Property located at 726 North Beach Street. Is the respondent present? Please state your name and address for the record, Mr.
Madam Chair, my name is Joe Hopkins. I'm a civil engineer with the Performance Group at 100 Marina Point Drive here in Daytona Beach. I've got the pleasure.
Hold on, be sworn in.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about providing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
What is your relation to Ms. Black?
I'm her consultant.
Okay. All right, we'll hear from staff, please.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this case is before you for compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mike Fitzgerald. He informs me that the property remains in noncompliance, and he's asking to give the respondent until next cutoff to come into compliance. It is tenant occupied, and I believe that permits, they've already started with the pulling permits.
Mr. Hopkins?
That's correct. What we've done, you can see the building originally had storefront glass, and the previous owner, I don't know how many previous owners it was ago, but they boarded it up, and there's T111 siding on the thing, and they made these faux windows. It's actually a metal plate where those windows are located. And there's some wood rot on the exterior siding. And when I started to evaluate it, we think that there may be some of the structural members that need to be replaced as well. I've been in touch with the commercial plans examiner, Britt Cohen, and also the building official on a strategy on how we can dismantle it, repair it, inspect it, and close it back up. We have some valuable contents in the building, and we don't want to leave it open for any extended period of time. So I think we've coordinated a strategy, and we are prepared to file the permit. I've got a copy if you'd like for the record. We are going to select a contractor and proceed with the work immediately. We've also secured a site plan approval from the city to redevelop the site itself to bring the site into compliance. So we've got a very cooperative property owner, and we just need a little bit more time to finish this up.
Is this a new property owner?
It is, yes.
Okay. How much time do you expect this would take?
I think with regard to the code enforcement on the building's exterior, we should be able to complete everything within 30 days.
And just so I can get some clarification, when you say new property owner, you mean Denise Black
is a new property owner.
So right. She is the current okay. property owner.
She is right. The current property
okay.
owner.
Okay, current correct. Property owner.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Any discussion from the board? All right, Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance in order to respond to come into compliance by March 4th, 2015, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Thank you. All right, our last case is CEB number 02-15-10, William B. Parnell. Address is 218 Kingston Avenue. You're the respondent, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, please come forward and state your name and address for the record and let Amy swear you in.
My name is William Henson. Address is 218 Kingston Avenue, resident.
William Henson?
Yes, Henson, H-I-N-S-O-N.
Henson.
Raise your hand, please, sir. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
You are, what relation are you to Mr. Parnell?
I'm the current resident and working on assuming the mortgage and taking over the property.
Does that mean you're a tenant?
I don't pay rent. So I split the bills there, and that's it.
You have the authority to represent the owner?
Yes, sir.
Let us, first of all, do you agree that some or all of these violations occurred at the time of notice?
Some, yes.
Are you going to contest the charges?
No, the junk vehicles, the vehicles aren't there.
All right. We're going to hear from code first, then
okay,
we're going to give you a chance to talk. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, this is a before you for compliance or noncompliance, and Mike Fitzgerald is the inspector, and I will attend to Mr. Fitzgerald to the board to give you the factual information regarding the violation.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Mike Fitzgerald. My credentials are on file with the City of Daytona Beach. I'm a code enforcement officer. The cars in question and the commercial vehicle are parked just off the driveway in the front yard. All of the exterior storage is all the way around the outside behind the truck. The large black truck there has flat tires and no tag, and has been in that spot for about 3 months, 4 months, whatever, ongoing. And I haven't seen the other truck move also, and it doesn't have a tag either.
What are the date of those pictures? I can't see it.
I can't see it either.
10/22/2014.
Okay, Mr. Henson.
And then there's the re-inspection, 12/18.
12/18,
but it was
okay.
The other one was the other one.
What would you like to say, Mr. Henson?
The reason for the vehicles not being tagged is my license has been suspended, but and I'm having a problem between the collection agency for paying the tickets. They're showing a ticket that wasn't paid in 2011, even though when you pull up my record here, it does show. So it's a thing between record and Tallahassee and them releasing, saying that it had been paid when they're... I mean, looking at it on the computer, it says I owe zero, but hopefully that will be done here within the next 2 weeks. I've gotten four letters back and forth between the collection companies, Tallahassee, and myself. As far as on the outside of the house, I'm working on that. Just what had happened was earlier in the year, earlier in 2014, the neighbor had a branch from his tree fall on my shed that's in the backyard, and that's why everything's kind of like down that one side of the house, because I had to replace the roof and repair that. Now all that's in the process. I just got done with that 3 weeks ago. So, the work on these issues hasn't been taking place, but I'm, except for the vehicles, but the cleanup and stuff like that has already started.
Any questions from the board?
I just have a question. Yes. Are you going to take ownership of the property from this person?
That's the plan, yes.
Uh-huh. It's not approval. Relevant to this case right now, I don't think. The owner is Mr. Parnell, and Mr. Parnell is cited with allowing junk vehicles outside storage and failure to maintain a business tax receipt, and he was notified in September.
Yeah, and he has a different address of where he lives.
That's
non-compliance. What, non-compliance next cutoff.
Which right. are the junk vehicles? The one that's untagged or all of them?
All of them.
All right, Mr. Smart?
I have a question. You say you're not paying rent.
No, sir.
Has anyone rented this facility before you?
No, sir. What had happened was this was a deal between Mr. Parnell and my roommate, and that was I don't know how to explain it because I'm not privy to that information, but I know that my roommate does not pay rent. There was a deal between him and Mr. Parnell. I think it was just basically a thing to get in because he's going for his disability, and I believe it's the complete transaction is dependent on his disability being given. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Another question. No.
Saying he'll probably could answer this better than
okay.
anyone else.
It doesn't make any difference whether he's collecting rent or
right.
not. If he submits being given rent to a third party, it's a BTR.
Right.
Even though there's no
correct
rent exchange. Okay.
Question.
Sure.
Are you the owner of the junk vehicles?
Yes, sir.
And you've had since September to move them? What's going to motivate you?
I can't tag them. I mean, I didn't think I was going to be taking this long to get all this stuff straightened out with my license. But it's a matter of communication between myself, the collection agency, and Tallahassee.
All right. I'm going to just make a motion. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, March 4th, 2015, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion? Motion by Mrs. Second. Himes. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. That's it. That would be the end of our cases. Is there any miscellaneous business? Anyone else like?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do have some miscellaneous. I think Mr. Garcia.
Madam Chair, members of the board.
Good morning.
Good morning. Exciting day today, huh? First off, I'd like to say we have a new code officer, just came out to our staff. I'm sure you're familiar with him, but he is now a full-time code officer, and it's Officer Cliff Reckonzone. He will be our new addition to our staff.
Welcome
aboard.
Good. Hi.
He's a little shy.
That's okay.
And that's...
We can use more.
Yeah, we could definitely okay. use more. He's taken over, actually, former Officer Lopez's place.
Okay.
So, with that said, that's all I had. It was just to introduce you all to him.
All right, good. Thank you. Welcome aboard. Any other business?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Business.
Okay.
I would just like to say that for the first time I'm proud of one thing, because, you know, on these boards our paycheck is pretty big. But I would like to say that I appreciate our chairman.
Thank you.
Ms. Wiggett, for something that she did in one of our offices. Death. She went out and purchased flowers, and I know she asked all of us for 22 board members, and I hope this is done, because, you know, you never know when it's going to storm in your house. And for the first time, I really appreciate that, because usually the boards just do nothing, and I think that was very nice.
Thank you very much. Okay. That's thank you very much. Is there any other business? All right. Meeting adjourned.